So on Sunday, there will be Bake Apple Brunch at the Northern Light Inn in Lanseclair. And in the afternoon, we're having a virtual folk festival, and it's where you can log online and watch it live. We will be able to accommodate 50 people at the venue, and it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. The first 50 people who show up and want to come in and watch as part of a live audience can. But the rest of it will be a virtual folk festival. And anybody who wants to follow that can just go on our website, which is www.bakeapplefolkfestival.ca, and the link will be under to join in the instructions for how to do it. Shouldn't be any complications there with that. It went pretty smoothly last year. We had actually over 6,000 people watch the virtual folk festival, so that was quite exciting for us.
Oh, yeah, and of course a lot of fun, for sure. And, you know, it really helps those who can't make it, and they'd love to, but they'd really like to see, you know, all the entertainment and all the fun that's happening.
That's right. Local people from the area who are living away and can't get home, they can be part of it and they can enjoy it. There's a host of local entertainers. We got a whole bunch of people, local entertainers. We have actually one from Blossom Line who's going to be playing as well. So we have a number of people. It'll be a great show. I just want to make mention of a couple of sponsors, our corporate sponsors, which is the Labrador Fishermen's Union Shrimp Company, who's sponsored us for years, and they've been a very loyal corporate sponsor. And they help with some of the funding, and they help with providing the fish for our fish fry, so that's great. And we also have to thank Canadian Heritage for helping us get this festival on the go as well. And we have a bunch of other local sponsors. And we've done something new. We used to put them all on a placemat, and we'd put the placemats in when we were serving food. But this year we've done something different. We've got a logo with sticker with all the logos of the various sponsors. And we've got it on a half-gallon bucket with a cover on it, and we're going to be giving that away to people. And they can use that to go pick bake apples. It's got the Photo Lions Club logo on top. And,
oh, that's fun!
It's really cute. We think people love it, and it's useful as well.
And I hear that people have to work hard for their bake apples this year.
Yeah, well, there's mixed stories. You know, I talked to somebody today, said he was in a location where there was lots. And I talked to
And I bet
else,
you he's not revealing that location either.
No, he's not. And today I talked to someone else who said, you know, they went to a couple of places and there weren't quite as many and they weren't all right. But that's the same story every year. I'm sure there'll be lots of bake apples and most people will get what they want.
Well, there's enough for all of us, that's for sure.
That's great. Anyway, I just want to invite everyone to come out and enjoy the weekend. Looks to be a great time, and we love to see all kinds of people. I mean, this is, I would say, the main fundraiser for the Photo Lions Club. And all the money we raise goes back to our communities, into our hospital, into our school, into people who need help, into fixing the playground. There's a host of things. The youth groups that want to travel for various reasons, sports teams. We support our communities, and we serve people. And it's only through people supporting us with our fundraisers that we're able to do that. And people do that, and we've never been disappointed. So we're looking forward to a great weekend, and we thank everyone in advance. And I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Well, bravo to you, Dean, and all your fellow Lions. And, of course, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss it.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you, Abigail.
Thank you very much. So, everyone, that was Dean Flynn, chairperson for the 42nd Annual Bake Apple Folk Festival, happening from the 12th of August to the 15th. We've been reading out all the events on CFBS and we'll continue to do so. Check it out on the Photo Lions Club Facebook page. And also, Dean, can you give me that web address again?
Yes, it's www.bakeapplefolkfestival, all one word, no caps, small letters, .ca.
Perfect. So there you go, everyone. You can go check out the schedules. Make sure that you participate in all of these fun events. And like I said, get out and enjoy the fresh air and have some fun with the Photo Lions Club and all the volunteers. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.